I'd like to introduce, we have another guest already.
We do have another guest. We're really busy today.
Yeah.
We're here with H.L. Martin.
Hello.
That's a female speaking.
Can we tell, do you like to be just call H.L. Martin? Can we call you by your first name?
Well, my first name is Heather. That's the H in H.L. But I do prefer to be called H.L. Martin because if anyone wants to go and Google my book, it will be under H.L. Martin, not Heather Martin. And I don't think you'd find it there.
And you're related to Game of Thrones George Martin?
No.
No? Oh, too bad.
The name of the book, which was published when?
I published this book March of 2014.
Uh-huh. It's called The Patriot Vampire. And I was eager to talk to H.L. Martin because I wanted to find out about vampires, only to be told that the book is not really about vampires.
No, so. I know. Ellen, you got to understand, Ellen is a huge fan of the Twilight series. Totally. I mean, she's the first online to
see
the movies.
He's making it up. He makes it up a lot.
But mm-hmm. You like that. You love that Lincoln vampire killer movie, don't you?
No.
Isn't that a movie?
I don't know.
Or is it a video game? I'm not sure. Anyway. Enough for the vampires.
Okay.
So, it has nothing to do with vampires, correct?
Right. It's a metaphoric title.
There you go. We love metaphors here at WGXC.
And the metaphor isn't really revealed until pretty deep in the book.
And the book is, you know...
It's an ample book.
If you're...
It's over 500 pages.
If you're rating it by weight, it's a heavyweight. That's for sure.
It's what they call a book, a doorstopper of a book.
And it's... 515 pages long.
And
so there you are.
It looks like, is this self-published?
That's through Amazon's Create Space.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did you, was that a choice you made from the beginning or did you try to?
Oh, I looked into various other publishers. For one thing, the nature of this book is very sensitive.
Okay.
Premise of the book is based on the testimony of government whistleblowers who have since been murdered for speaking out. So it's not really the kind of thing that will be embraced by mainstream media.
But it is a work of fiction.
It is a novel. It's a work of fiction. But if you were to read the book, you would find that the setting, the events,
before
everything
we get into that, we should tell
place.
People, sorry, I didn't mean to. But before we get into that, let me tell our listeners the reason you're on is because you're going to be doing a reading and a book signing next week, February 6th, at the Philmont Pub.
Yes, I am.
At 8 p.m. Uh-huh. on 12 Main Street in Philmont. So that's why you're in here right now to promote that event. And
without disclosing too much about it.
Why not?
Well, we'll leave it up to
well, the event.
I don't think she's going to read the whole thing.
There will be readings from the book. Mm-hmm. I will be bringing other surprises, a mixture of poetry, possible songs, visuals. It's going to be kind of a multimedia event. I'm a multimedia artist.
So the book, even though it's a novel, you say it's based on actual research.
Mm-hmm.
Research into
yes.
what? Into what exactly?
Well, research into our history, research into whistleblowers.
American
history, the United States, our government history. You know, you go way back and, there's been secret societies that have been involved in our government, or shall I say our politicians, our founding fathers were involved in these secret societies. So the research stems from there. I will be talking about that extensively in my talk next week. And
the research. So you're talking about things like what, the Illuminati, the Trilateral Commission, and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, specifically the cover up of contact with extraterrestrials.
Oh.
One whistleblower by the name of Phil Schneider, who was murdered in 1996, revealed secret deep underground military bases being constructed throughout the country.
But give us a little
once again,
thing.
We turn to the Russian novel.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Sorry, I just
it's a little loud.
It's a lot.
Well, it's a little multimedia right here on WGXC.
Okay.
I just thought we'd have a little X-Files music in the background. Is that
all
okay?
Right.
Star talent for a marathon.
So,
okay. Sorry.
Okay, where were we? I thought that was a cue to stop.
No, 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 not at all.
Okay.
I was just trying to create a little ambiance for your...
Right. So talk through it. Okay.
Sorry.
I didn't know if I was being censored or not for
no,
what I was saying.
No, no, no. No censorship here.
No, no. Okay, now it's happening. It's getting real.
No. No, I was trying to support you with a little X-Files music. You know what I mean? Like.
Okay.
Anyway.
You were talking about underground.
Yes, the deep underground military bases throughout the country where you said human beings were being taken forcibly for experimentation. You know, historically, you can look at Project Paperclip. I don't know if you've heard of Project Paperclip. You can Google this. It's there's information about how the U.S. expatriated the Nazi scientists and doctors out of Germany after World War II and gave them safe haven in South America and other countries.
It's funny you mention that because, you know, that was an episode of The X-Files.
Well, The X-Files certainly dealt with a lot of these same aspects. Yeah. The book deals with extraterrestrial contact, government conspiracy, set as this is what's happening, not as, you know, a lot of things you see in the mainstream media. It's all, okay, you know, the 9/11 terrorists came from the Middle East. It's all that official story. I mean, we're bombarded with the official story. And so I'm doing something kind of different here. Like, yeah, there are a lot of nonfiction works, a lot of researchers who publish the nonfiction. I'm trying to make something that's entertainment. But for the people who are aware of these things or maybe are becoming aware, who are interested. Because one thing, when we realize a certain amount of what's really going on, it becomes so frustrating to see in every movie, in every book you pick up, you know, that same official story being thrown back at you when, you know, that's not really what's going on.
Ellen?
Wow.
So I guess your reason for choosing fiction rather than to document this as nonfiction is?
Well, also because it's a romance.
Oh, it's a romance.
Yeah.
Oh, we left that out.
It follows two wonderful characters. At least I think they're wonderful. And the characters were really a driving force. So I wanted to take these characters and put them into our modern world and let them deal with the things that we really need to be dealing with, that the challenges that are actually facing us.
But doesn't that make it easier for people to dismiss the research aspect of your book?
Well, I don't expect them to read my book and say, oh, this is fact, this is research. You know, everyone should be doing their own research. I don't believe anyone should be listening to me or listening to Bill Cooper or listening to
who might Bill
David
Cooper
Icke. Bill Cooper was a quite notable radio personality, government worker, whistleblower. He predicted 9/11 as a false flag attack.
Oh, you're a truther.
Yes.
Yourself.
Uh-huh. Definitely. Oh. The official story really doesn't wash.
What is a truther?
People who don't believe that 9/11 happened the way it did.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So he was gunned down by police from a neighboring county illegally, completely murdered in 2001.
He can say better than being incompletely murdered.
He corroborated Phil Snyder's testimony about the deep underground bases, about the alien contact. He did go through kind of a period of vacillation about that, where I think he was really being threatened, and he was ultimately threatened and murdered.
So behind this vast conspiracy is what, our government?
I just want to add one thing. One of the things why I brought him up is because he said, and he would do his presentations about all of his background research, and he'd say, don't believe me. You know, do this research yourself. And I believe anyone who's wants to get the truth out should not say, here's my evidence here, believe me, this is it. You know, I'm not trying to start a religion here. But to go and do your own research, get interested in the topic. I mean, I started getting interested in this watching Bugs Bunny cartoons when I was a little kid and thinking, well, what is this Hitler and this Holocaust and this World War II? And I just, my research started from there.
Okay, wait, stop right there.
Started from Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny made you deny the Holocaust?
I don't deny the Holocaust.
Oh, okay, sorry. I was a little confused by that. How you went from Bugs Bunny to
Hitler. Well, I'm saying those early cartoons, probably one of the reasons they don't show them anymore, is because it made me very interested in history.
I see.
So it started from seeing the cartoons to wanting to get the inside jokes of
made
the
1930s. Made me very interested in opera. Made me interested in opera. You know, kill the rabbit, kill the rabbit. You know that one, right, Ellen?
There's definitely a lot of art in traditional animation.
No.
And modern animation. I love animation as an art form.
I was
form.
A deprived child. I didn't have cartoons.
Oh, you were so fancy.
No, it was just a long time ago. There was no television.
Oh, yeah, there was no television. There were no cartoons. There was no animation.
No penny theater.
So this novel is based in research into this alternate version of history. Now, who's behind this conspiracy in your view?
I actually think of the novel as being contemporary.
Uh-huh.
Because this is the world that we're living
right
in now. Who really is control? Well, you know, as the old saying goes, you follow the money. The big money is in control. And it's evident in all aspects of the sort of chaotic situation we find ourselves in, where our freedoms are being taken away one by one. We really have virtually no freedom at this point in the United States. I think our founding fathers would
I feel pretty
be
free.
Pretty horrified.
I feel pretty free.
Yeah, I do,
I got to tell you. I don't know. I'm not feeling oppressed right now.
Well, it also depends upon your class, your social situation. Of course, if you're in
white
the having class, the class that has, you're not going to feel that oppression as if you're, say, a person, you know, who's on the street or about to lose their home, who's reaching out for help, who, you know, in recent years, our safety net has been pulled out. I mean, the food stamps program, the assistance to the poor programs, all of these programs have been drastically cut. If you had a disability or
sure,
medical
in that
problem.
Sense, in that sense, I could see what you mean. But, I mean, in terms of other freedoms, I mean, I don't see many of them disappearing.
It's styrated by class. I don't know if I said that right, but it's segmented by class. This is a class warfare that we're really in
right now.
So, I mean, if you have a decent income and you're able to pay your bills and you can stay in a kind of comfort zone right now. You can buy organic food. You can look at things like, okay, I have choices. But that's not actually where the majority of the population is right now. Right now, the majority of our population is in poverty. And, like, I mean, things you might take for granted, like being able to, you know, cook out on your grill. I mean, people are losing that because they don't own enough land. There's all these stipulations. And if you really look at the laws and the restrictions, they hinder the poorest people the most. The poorest people are the ones that are going to suffer.
So you're interested in history, which began with cartoons. How did it develop beyond that? I mean, how would you describe what led to the writing of this book? Have you written other books?
Working on another book right now. I've done some nonfiction article writing before. My website, which is martinarts.net, my last name, martinarts.net. I have links to some of my other work. I did a research article about the U.S. invasion of Libya. I love research. I don't really understand anyone who doesn't, because it's just so much fun. It's fascinating. There's so much out there to learn. And
do you do most of your research on the internet?
Internet, libraries, face-to-face meetings. I mean, certainly.
Don't you think a lot of, isn't a question of evaluating the various research you encounter as well?
Yeah.
So when you find these stories about, let's say, aliens.
Uh-huh.
What makes you think that they are true?
Well, for one thing, look up at the sky and see the strange things floating around up there. It's pretty obvious to me. I've certainly seen plenty of aircraft that are not supposed to exist. I'm not going to go and say that they were alien aircraft. Mm-hmm. I do believe they're probably military reverse engineered projects. But our airspace here locally over Columbia County is quite active. Quite active. And just looking at what is going on in our society and what really fits, what makes sense. As Bill Cooper says it makes sense when you add the aliens in, when you add in why is our Earth being destroyed as if they have another place to go to. And many whistleblowers have come out and said, hey, the leaders of the world, the elite, they already have a Stargate. They already have a way to another world. And then you mm-hmm. look at the sky, you see chemtrails going from horizon to horizon. Mm-hmm. Something's definitely going on.
I knew we should have given this book to Tom Skorimbas. Do you know Tom Skorimbas at all?
No, I don't.
He's one of our programmers, and he's big on this chemtrail stuff.
What is a chemtrail?
I don't know. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
H.L. Martin can tell us.
Yes.
Well, chemtrails are a newer, developing phenomenon where the contrails, okay, planes, as we know, they fly at high altitudes. They leave a little mist behind them, a little ice condensation mm-hmm. called a contrail. It dissipates fairly quickly. But now we have this phenomenon where there's banks of cloud or cloud-like material going across the sky. They stay there all day. They're spreading out. Scientific research on the ground has shown
they're cloud-like, that there's, but they're not clouds?
No, they're coming from the planes. I see. Know how the plane goes mm-hmm. by and mm-hmm. you see like mm-hmm. this white
right.
puffy thing that's just, but it stays there. It doesn't dissipate. Hours go by. You can look up there. It's there. You start to see the cross-hatching, different design circles sometimes. Obviously not commercial flight paths. It's just a very strange phenomenon.
I'm going to be looking for those.
And certain researchers, notably there's one named Clifford Carnicom. He has a website. And if you want to look up more information on him. But he's done tests of soil all throughout the world, really. U.S.
There he is, Tom Skorimbas.
Oh, cool.
Unbelievable. Wow.
Well, we should meet.
Are we going to invite him in?
Yeah, sure. Hey, Tom.
Hey.
A fellow chemtrail believer.
Pull up a stool.
Hello, Tom. Nice to meet you. I'm H.L. Martin.
H.L. Martin.
Author of the political thriller, The Patriot Vampire.
H.L. Martin. You know that they will fill our sky on certain days with chemtrails.
Absolutely.
Are you aware of the ingredients in those chemtrails?
Strontium, barium, arsenic, to name a few, biologicals, dehydrated blood cells.
Vaporized aluminum?
Mm-hmm. Yes, the aluminum. A lot of aluminum.
Wow.
Where have you been, Ellen? I knew Tom was in shit because he's mentioned it on the Saturday mornings. You were just driving by and came in?
I was driving by and I heard Tom Skorimbas knows all about this.
What a community we have here.
Yeah.
Tom, are you a truther, by the way?
9/11 truth?
Yeah.
Yeah, total inside job from beginning to end.
Wow. Total. Wow, we have made a connection here for you two. Really? Inside job? I mean, who was on the inside? I'm curious. Who was?
That was Dick Cheney, above all. Dick He's not the only one. But Dick Cheney was part and parcel. He had most of the jets on that day up in Canada engaged in a drill with the Canadian Air Force. That's why there were only a handful of jets available on that
day. Do you also agree with HL about aliens?
Well, I don't know what.
Oh, you didn't hear? I thought you heard. That part
of
this.
Do you believe they exist and are involved in our current world?
My suspicion is that aliens have been involved with human activity going back thousands of years.
I also agree with that.
And I think they.
Now I'm getting scared.
You know, it's funny because I just finished reading a collection of H.P. Lovecraft. And, you know, I always thought he was supposed to be a horror writer, but a lot of it is about ancient connections with outer space and other places and other civilizations that came from afar. Have you read Lovecraft ever?
No, I haven't. Not yet. He's on my
bucket list. Are you a big science fiction reader yourself?
Not really science fiction. More contemporary.
I see. But you wrote fiction based on all this information that you've
contemporary
learned.
It's contemporary fiction.
Contemporary fiction. Cool. Are you going to read it, Tom? Actually, you'll notice in that book is a little note with your name on it. Because I kept saying, Tom should have this person on.
I am somebody.
I'm always open to interviews.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, well, good. Then I'll have Tommy Sharp.
There you go.
Bring you on there. Tommy goes on. Hey, yeah, Tommy. Yes, go ahead.
I'm just trying to get you a little closer to the mic.
Right, Tommy Sharp.
You're not NACRA, where they have much better quality stuff.
Tommy Sharp goes on the air Sundays from 9 o'clock to 11. He tends to have... On Sundays.
Alan, you're still, you know, asleep.
He, at 10 o'clock.
After, you know.
He usually has Tiffany.
Garriga
come in. But every once in a while, he allows me to come in from 9:30 to 10.
I see.
And he doesn't have a total open door policy, but I have a feeling he'd be very interested in you, young lady. Mm. I really do. And the things you have to say.
Definitely.
So how do you discount? Are you leaving? Tom, thanks for stopping by.
Show. I don't want to just barge in.
No, I was glad you stopped by. You made this connection. You want to borrow the book?
No, I want to like get a phone number or leave my
phone.
Oh,
it's on there. It's on that little piece of paper.
Card or?
It's on that little piece of paper in there. Whoa.
Right, I'm plugged in.
Whoa, that's all right. Shoosh. Hold on a second. Wow. We've been invaded. Earth.
And
let's see.
Yes,
HL is giving a reading and a multimedia performance at the Main Street Pub in Philmont next Saturday, February 6th.
Okay. Well, that's a week from next. It's Friday.
Yeah. Friday next Friday. Mm-hmm. Not
tomorrow.
Friday
next week, February 6th, 8 p.m. at the Main Street Pub, 12 Main Street, Philmont, New York.
Nice. One last thing, and I'm going to hit
the
road.
Sure. What's up, Tom?
You are a brave young woman. Yes, you are.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
Oh, take them off first. Yeah, you don't want to knock everything over again. So, Ellen, what do you think so far? This is not what I expected from this interview.
This is not in anything I've ever heard about before.
That's because you don't do the research.
I guess not.
You know? Believe. You just swallow everything this government hands to you. I can tell.
No, I'm part of the government. I can't.
What it is. You're part of the problem. Oh, my God. It's the first time I've ever seen that you are part of the problem, not the solution.
Anyway.
So what do we do about all this stuff?
Yeah, as he was saying, he was just saying that I was brave. Yeah, I understand. I'm writing stuff that has gotten people killed before. So I guess it's just something, a direction I like to follow in my writing, because if I feel like this is big, I want to write that down. I want to play with that fire.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's the problem, Ellen. You are averse to fire. Really, you're chicken.
I didn't know had a problem.
Well, you didn't realize it. I've seen you're around
I'm
match.
Cautious.
I've lit a match around you, and you just, like, ran.
Oh, well.
But anyway, so The Patriot Vampire is the novel by H.L. Martin, and all of this fits into it? I mean, is 9/11 come into the book?
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. And you're absolutely convinced that it was a conspiracy and
Yeah.
What's the main basis for your belief in that?
Well, for one thing, that was... The impact of those planes was not enough to bring those buildings down in exactly the form of a controlled demolition. Building 7 was not hit by an airplane, never went down. The Pentagon attacks, no wreckage of an actual plane was ever found. I mean, there's just too much that's unanswered. They took all the metal from Ground Zero and quickly disposed of it so that police could not investigate. Everything was done to cover that up. Every kind of mishandling of a crime scene happened in 9/11. But yet, now here we are, 15 years into continuous war over it. And this war is on a concept, okay? We can go to war with a country. You could go to war with a leader. You could go to war against Hitler. You can't go to war against... Terrorism. It's a concept. When you set up a war against a concept, you're setting up a never-ending war.
True. I can think of some concepts, though, that I'd like to go to war against. Can't you, Ellen? No?
Well, obviously, I mean, you're growing a beard, so you're against shaving.
There you go. There's one thing. I'm against shaving. Well, and I'm not sure I'd go to war for it, though. I would probably shave if it came to that, you know?
Very wise.
Thank you.
I don't mean to make light of what you're saying, but you're
saying... Oh, yes, you do. No, you don't. No, you don't. Ellen would never do that.
HL is sitting here with a smile on her face as she tells us.
Well, you must get a lot of... what's the word? People doubting you. What's a nice, you know...
Skepticism.
Thank you, Ellen.
Well, that doesn't really bother me because it's a work of fiction. It's a novel.
About your novel, yeah.
You don't have to believe everything that's in there. I want the reader to have fun. I mean, first and foremost, whether you're a truther, whether you already know this stuff, or whether Ellen wants to pick it up for the first time and see, well, I want to approach these subjects in a way that's not so threatening, in a way that's fun.
You know, get back to this chemtrail thing. What's the point of whoever is releasing these chemtrails? What are they up to?
Well, there's various theories about that. Mm-hmm. One is that it's a military communication device. Another that it's part of the HAARP weather control efforts. And some say that they are simply terraforming this planet in preparation for the aliens.
What does terraforming mean?
Terraforming? Well, kind of a Star Trek word where they would go to a lifeless planet and... do a big bang process that suddenly brings life onto that planet. Mm-hmm. Could also mean destroying all the life on a planet. It means just greatly altering the function of the planet, of all life on it.
I see.
It's not something we've ever really done successfully, maybe up until this point, but it's like they're trying.
We have a little background music again.
You know, I keep screwing up this music. I'm sorry. Because, you know, you mentioned Star Trek. I tried to get the theme song, but maybe this will do it.
The Liberal Party maintained that marriage was an option.
I don't know what the heck that is. Anyway, sorry. The Liberal Party.
Anything else you'd like to tell us about your book?
Well, I would really love to talk about the concepts in the book.
Sure. Go right ahead.
But, of course, you can't really do that unless you're speaking to another person who's read the book to have that common ground. I mean, I could talk
What kind
about
of concepts? What concepts do you mean, for example? Like,
It's really hard for me to even articulate that without the common ground. Oh. But so I'm definitely, you know, if other hosts here want to read this and have me on the show, I'm certainly... open to that.
Yeah, sorry about that. It's just it's a long book.
It's okay, and I know this is just a 20-minute show. I wouldn't even have time to go into that. No, it is a romance. I hope people really enjoy the characters. I really enjoy the characters. The characters are a big part of it for me.
So it's a romance that takes place against a background of
It's a gay romance.
It's a what?
It's a gay romance.
Oh, okay.
I don't like to call it a gay novel because I think that's just kind of... a subverting term. I mean, we don't call straight novels, but
actually, a lot of people do.
They call them straight novels.
I mean, you know, in English departments today, they certainly do.
Oh, that's a nice development. Kind of equalizes things a little bit. I like that. So it's a book that goes in many different directions. I mean, addressing. You know, social ills on the interpersonal level as well as the macro level of where we're really at with our country. You know, we've had the Patriot Act come in that took away so many freedoms from Americans. All these efforts to further control and really enslave the American people, because I do believe that we are living in a form of modern slavery. A class slavery.
Do you identify with any political party of any kind?
Not really. I kind of think at this point that we need to move towards self-government, greater personal responsibility, not relying on a hierarchical system. I guess if there's any party I might be aligned with someone, it might be the Libertarian Party, but I'd like to see steps made to go back, if we could even just go back to a constitutional republic, better yet than that, a place where we realize that ideal of a country where every man is free, everyone is equal.
How about women?
Yeah, by man, I mean women. I know,
just trying to be difficult. Sorry.
Yes. Well, every individual, regardless of,
there you go.
Of race, religion, skin color, what have you, that we can just all be self-ruling.
Well, Ellen, what are you going home with this book tonight?
I have too many unread books in my house to take on a new one, I think.
Well, you can go to HL.
Not tonight.
You can go to HL Martin's website called Martin Arts.
Martin Arts.
Not Martian Arts, but Martin Arts.
Martin Arts.
Okay.
MARTIN, like my last name.
Mm-hmm.
Arts, ARTS.
Have you ever had contact with extraterrestrials yourself?
Not with the beings personally. Like I say, I've seen aircraft that are not supposed to exist, but I do believe they're military projects.
How do you know they're not supposed to exist?
Because the way they fly, their size, supposedly hovering at, flying at such low speeds for a craft of a certain size. You know, we know about the stealth bomber, which of course they had for a long time. People were seeing them and were told, no, that doesn't exist. That doesn't exist. But after so many years, that doesn't matter. They come out and tell about it. Like a little kid who, confesses stealing the cookie when they're 10 because they know they won't get in trouble for it then.
And where are some of the other places you've written for? You said you published some articles here and there?
Well, let's see. I've written for Furfish Game magazine. I did an article on a wild edible for that magazine. Hmm. My article on Libya and the U.S.-UN invasion, that was published on Mathaba.net. MATHABA.net. I think it's .net.
Great. So, Ellen, one more time, we'll tell our listeners that H.L. Martin will be appearing on February 6th at the Philmont Pub at 8 p.m. That's 12 Main Street in Philmont. And you'll be reading partly from this book?
I will be. I have a new work. I have poetry.
Poetry.
It's going to be a night of surprises.
Any special guests?
Not really special guests. My partner might be there. He's mentioned in the
and
the
his name is?
His name
Martin.
Is Martin. Yes.
Yeah.
His first name is Martin.
Yeah, he's mentioned in the acknowledgments in my book. He's a fellow avid researcher.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he'll be coming. He's disabled and has issues sometimes getting out. And definitely being the partner of a disabled person, I can see how little rights we really have in this country.
Do you live in Hudson or in Philmont?
I'm in, I'm kind of between Philmont and Hudson now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome.
It's a pleasure.
And we hope our listeners come out to see you
next
week. I'm going to put on a little music while we say goodbye.
All right. Bye-bye.